Today's episode, Dirty Sock. No, the title of this story is not about finding someone's unwashed hosiery at the launderette. Or wait, is it? Just off El Camino Sierra, about 5 miles northeast of the community of Olancha, is a little-known location with this less-than-appealing-sounding name. In 1917, a railway had plans to construct a sodium carbonate plant on the southeast corner of shrinking Owens Lake. The first step was for the railway to drill a well to provide fresh water for the soda plant. At 1,200 feet, hot water gushed forth, but unfortunately the water was highly mineralized and unsuitable as the water source for the soda plant. The railway abandoned its plans, and despite its efforts to plug the well, water has, for the most part, poured forth ever since. Darwin postmaster Oliver Thorson eventually acquired the well and the property from the railway in the 1940s. Thorson leased the property for a time to a developer that put in a huge 80-foot diameter concrete swimming pool and made other improvements purportedly costing $150,000. It was claimed Palm Springs would sit up and take notice of the new resort the developer planned to build at Dirty Sock. For reasons unclear, the planned development never moved much beyond its initial phase. Palm Springs' preeminence looks safe for the time being. There are a few different variations as to the source of the unflattering name. Some say it is because the aroma put off by the mineralized water smells like a dirty sock, or more correctly, many dirty socks. There is indeed quite a smell that has always come off the waters of Dirty Sock, but its source is actually the decomposing algae found in the pool. According to Thorson, the origin of the name Dirty Sock is that once the well was abandoned by the railway, miners in the area would take their weekly, or monthly as the case may be, bath at the well. At the conclusion of his bath, one miner noticed one of his socks had too many holes to put back on, so he left the dirty sock on a fence to help partly offset the odor from the rotting algae. Fellow miners, seeing the hanging stocking, dubbed the area Dirty Sock. Inyo County operated the springs as a county park for a time in the 1960s, but the very unpleasant aroma kept and, for the most part, still keeps bathers away. The spring and pool are still there, but bathers are well served to consider enjoying one of the many other pleasant hot springs whose fragrance is more appealing and whose welcoming waters can be found warming bathers along El Camino Sierra.